the eternal son for mortal people.
今天的讲道主题是永存的神子为我们这些血肉之躯。
Well, the great Italian Renaissance painter and sculptor, Michelangelo,
这个伟大的意大利在文艺复兴中的画家也是雕塑家米开朗基罗
accomplished one of the greatest works of art in our world.
他完成了一个现今世界其中一个最伟大的艺术品。
The Sistine Chapel houses a vast painting in its ceiling.
就是这个西斯廷教堂的棚顶上有一幅巨大的绘画。
Illustrating nearly every aspect of the Bible, at least in some small way.
就体现出几乎圣经的每一个方面哈，就是在一个很虽然是很表浅的程度上体现出了圣经的其中一小方面。
Detailed, beautiful paintings.
那些就是有很多细节的并且美丽的画作
of the prophets
讲论到这个先知
of the apostles
使徒们
of King David
大卫王
of Jonah, of Moses
约拿、摩西
and Jesus
还有耶稣
adorn the composition
就是来用耶稣来装饰他整个的这个结构
9 scenes from the book of Genesis
还有创世纪的九个场景
12 prophets
十二个使徒
4 scenes of Bible stories
还有圣经故事的四个大场景
many of the ancestors of Jesus
还有耶稣的许多的先祖
all are lovingly presented
都是非常完美的呈现出来生动的呈现出来
and so thousands of years of history are presented in one grand image
所以几千年的历史借由一幅巨大的绘画图像呈现出来。
And in a similar way,
同样的
God has painted all of time.
神也描绘了一切历史。
From beginning to end.
从起初到末了。
So every moment he has painted.
所以每一个时刻他都描绘出来。
Everything is easy to see for God.
对神来讲一切都是那么的显而易见。
He knows every detail.
他知道每一个细节。
Because it is all his brush strokes.
因为这一切都是他的这个笔所描绘出来的。
All his handiwork.
都是他手所做出来的。
And our passage today.
我们今天的经文。
Says this in just one sentence.
却用一节经文表达出来。
It's really pretty amazing.
就是何等令人称奇啊。
First Peter. Chapter 1, verse 20.
彼得前书一章二十节。
I approach this verse with great fear.
我来读这段经文的时候带着巨大的敬畏之心。
It is a tower.
它是一柱高塔。
It is magnificent.
它是何等的这个威严。
It is the heart of God.
这是神的核心，神的心。
Glowing with blinding light.
发出那个让人好像能够瞎掉的光芒。
Brighter than the hottest star in the universe.
比这个宇宙最光明的星星还要来的光明。
Here is God.
这是神。
For he was foreknown.Before the foundation of the world, but has appeared in these last times for the sake of you.
基督在创世以前是预先被神知道的，却在这末世才为你们显现。
First Peter 1:20.
彼得前书一章二十节。
First point in eternity past.
第一个大点哈，在这个永恒的过去当中。
You see, we see this great exchange, the eternal son for mortal people.
你看到这一个伟大的交换，就是永恒的神子为了我们这个血肉之躯。
First point in eternity past.
第一大点就是在永恒的过去当中。
He was foreknown before the foundation of the world.
他在万有被立以前是就已经预先知道了，就是神在创世以前是预先被神知道的。
Foreknown, this includes the idea of knowing before, of course.
就是预先的意思就是预先知道。
But it is also a more intimate concept.
但是这也是一个更加亲密的一个概念。
It is not a simple awareness.
不是简简单单的小的知道。
As if you know about a president, Abraham Lincoln.
就比如说你知道啊，林肯总统。
It's not as if you simply have knowledge of something.
或者是你对某件事情有一个认知。
If we read in Jeremiah 1:5,
如果你看耶利米书一章十五节。
We get what the biblical concept of foreknow is.
我们就有这个合乎圣经的关的什么是预知。
Jeremiah 1:5. The scripture says, well, God speaks. He says, before I formed you in the womb, I knew you.
这里面说到，我未将你造在腹中，我已晓得你。
And before you were born, I consecrated you.
你未出母胎，我已分别你为圣。
I have appointed you a prophet to the nations.
我已派你做列国的先知。
This foreknowing,
这个预先知道
is the intimate connection that God has with a person that he is developing.
这个就是讲到神与一个他所造的这个人之间的亲密的关系。
And it implies love.
它里面有爱，包含爱。
God is loving this person.
神爱这个他所造的人。
Even before they exist.
尽管他还没被造。
It is used to refer to God's chosen people also in 1 Peter chapter 1 verse 2.
这也在彼得前书一章二节指到特指这个神所拣选的人。
As well as in Romans 8:29.
还有在罗马书八章二十九节。
Where it says, those whom he foreknew, he predestined.
那些他预先知道的他就去预定他们。
So to foreknow for God is to be intimately acquainted with this person, the subject of being, of the one who is foreknown.
就是说预先知道就是说他与这个他所知道的这个人有一个亲密的关系。
And if we go back to the idea of painting,
如果我们回到这个画作我们回到绘画上。
It is like when God or an artist is painting a portrait.
就好像一个艺术家在画一幅美丽的画作。
The artist knows how far apart the eyes are.
这个艺术家知道这两只眼睛的距离要多远。
The artist knows how long the nose is.
这个艺术家知道这个鼻子要画多大。
The artist knows even what color the skin of the person is.
这个画作家他也知道这个皮肤的颜色该用什么色调。
What expression they will have.
他们表情是如何的。
And I like to draw sometimes.
我有时候很喜欢画画。
And when I draw, I can feel the character, the personality of the subject of my drawing.
所以当我画的时候，我甚至能够感觉到我画的这个人的这个个性啊，还有他所表现出来的这个情感。
I believe that this is a small way that God teaches us about how he formed his people.
我相信这个只是让我略略的能够明白一点，神怎么来造我们，造人。
How he foreknows.
他怎么感觉，他怎么预先知道。
When God foreknows,
当神预先知道的时候，
it is because he has taken time to color, to shade, to sculpt his people.
就是当他花时间来雕塑，来上颜色，就是来为他的百姓所设计。
To be just like he wants them to be.
就设计成，做成他想要的样子。
Of course, this must be different for Jesus.
当然，这个必须与他的神子耶稣基督不一样。
Jesus was not created.
因为耶稣不是被造的。
Jesus has always been.
因为他一直都存在着。
The Son of God has always been the Son of God.
神子一直都是神子。
And the Father, God the Father, has always been God the Father.
也圣父一直都是圣父。
So foreknow for Jesus takes a very deeper meaning even now.
所以预先知道耶稣这预先预不是基督预先知道这个是有更深的含义。
If we look at Proverbs 8:22,
我们看一下箴言八章二十二。
This passage fills me with joy and awe when I read it.
当我读这段经文，就充满了喜乐和敬畏之心。
Let's read it carefully.
让我们仔细的来朗读。
And with reverence.
并且带着敬畏的心。
The Lord possessed me at the beginning of His way.
是在耶和华造化的起头。
Before His works of old.
在太初创造万物之先就有了我。
From everlasting I was established.
从亘古从太初。
That means there is no beginning.
就是意思就是没有一个起头。
From everlasting means always.
就是末了到世界就到末了的世界以前就是意思就是永恒。
From the beginning, from the earliest times of the earth.
未有世界以前我已被立。
When there were no depths, I was brought forth.
没有深渊。
When there were no springs abounding with water.
没有大水的泉源，我已出生。
Before the mountains were settled, before the hills, I was brought forth.
大山未曾奠定，小山未有之先，我已生出。
While he had not yet made the earth and the fields.
耶和华还没有创造大地和田野。
Nor the first dust of the world.
并世上的土质我已生出。
When he established the heavens, I was there.
他立高天我在那里。
When he inscribed a circle on the face of the deep.
他在渊面的周围画出圆圈。
When he made firm the skies above.
上使穹苍坚硬。
When the springs of the deep became fixed.
下使渊源稳固。
When he set for the sea its boundary,
为沧海定出界限
so that the water would not transgress his command,
使水不超越他的命令
when he marked out the foundations of the earth,
立定大地的根基
then I was beside him,
那时我在他那里为工师
as a master workman,
日日为他所喜爱
And I was daily his delight.
常常在他面前踊跃。
Rejoicing always before him.
踊跃在他永总是在他面前踊跃。
The great father and son.
那个伟大的神圣父圣子。
We can only imagine the great majesty.
我们只能够幻想或者想象那个伟大的那个尊荣。
As they are joined in the great masterpiece of the universe.
当他们在联合在一起来创造这个宇宙。
Measuring out its foundations.
当他测量他的这个根基。
Tracing all its lines.
正在描绘那所有量定所有的界限。
The Father and Son delighting in art.
这个父神与圣父与圣子他们为他们所做的工喜悦。
Rejoicing in the beauty of their work.
为他们所造的工而喜爱。
In verse 31, rejoicing in the world.
踊跃在他为世人为人预备可住之地。
His earth.
就是这个地上。
And having my delight in the sons of men.
也喜悦住在世人之间。
The Son of God.
神的儿子。
Loves people.
爱世人。
He always has.
他永远都爱，一直都是。
The Father foreknew the Son.
父神他早已预知道他的儿子，认识他的儿子。
Because they loved each other before all things were made.
因为在一切被造以前，他们就彼此相爱。
Verse 30 is a window of this grand love between father and son.
30节是这个伟大这个窗子，让我们可以窥探到圣父与圣子之间的爱。
As John 1:1 says, and I believe he had read Proverbs 8 and was putting it in his theology.
对，我相信约翰他也读了这个刚刚读的这个箴言八章，因为他就把他这个概念放在他的神学。
John 1:1 says the Word was with God.
他说道与神同在。
He, Jesus, was in the beginning with God.
他就是耶稣，他是与神起初就在一起的。
And of course, John is giving us amazing theology.
当然，这里约翰也是在跟我们讲了一个很伟大的神学。
Not only was he with God.
不仅仅他与神同在。
He was God.
并且他就是神。
So, before the foundation of the world,
在这个是有万有被创立以先。
That means that Jesus was foreknown in eternity past.
就是耶稣呢，在永恒的过去就已经，神已经认识他了。
God the Son dwelled in love with the Father.
圣子与圣父在爱中彼此共存。
But the Son took on flesh.
但是圣子取了肉身。
So he brought into himself the nature of a man.
所以他把这个人的这个本性或者是人的这个人的这个特征归到自己身上。
We must understand that Jesus, the Son of God, did not diminish or lessen his divinity.
就是我们要明白神子哈没有消灭他的或者使他的神性减少。
But by taking on human nature,
但是当他取了人奴仆的样式的时候
he became a man.
他就成了一个人。
And his divinity was, his godness was not by any means lessened by that.
但是他并不代表他取了一个人的样式，他的神性就减少了。
But by becoming a man,
但是成为一个人
and living as a man,
并且活着像一个人一样活着。
He experienced all that a man experiences.
他经历一个所有人会经历到的事情。
With all of its limitations.
就是他也有人的这个局限性。
That of being a baby.
就是就比如说从婴孩出生。
Jesus was not born out of his mother with infinite knowledge.
不是说耶稣基督出生的时候就有了这个无限的智慧聪明。
In some paintings of the ancient medieval paintings, we see baby Jesus as if he is preaching.
就是我们在一些中古世纪的画作当中可以看到，就是里面画的那个耶稣就是一个婴儿的形态，但是那个婴儿在讲道。
That's bad theology.
这就是错误的神学。
Jesus was not preaching as a baby.
耶稣在做婴儿的时候，他不能讲道。
He was doing everything a baby does when they're a baby.
当他是婴孩的时候，他就像所有婴孩一样做婴孩做的事儿。
So he came in our time.
所以他来到我们现今这个时代。
In the time of humans.
就是取了人的样式。
In the way we experience time.
就是他就取了人的样式，他就像我们一样经历时间。
The Son of God took on the nature of man, but without sin.
神的儿子取了人的样式，但是却没有犯罪。
And what Peter calls these last times.
彼得称这个时代为末后的时代。
The arrival of Jesus is the great fulfillment of Old Testament prophecy.
耶稣基督的到来就是成就了在旧约的预言。
We see that in Galatians chapter 4.
加拉太书四章。
Verse 4.
四节。
Paul writes, But when the fullness of the time came, God sent forth his son, born of a woman, born under the law.
及至时候满足，神就差遣他的儿子， 为女子所生，且生在律法以下。
What does it mean, the fullness of time?
就是什么是时候满足呢？
God arranged all things according to the counsel of His will.
神按着自己的旨意行万事。
The world was exactly in the state He desired to accomplish the great work of Jesus Christ.
就是这个世界呢，就是他所盼望所要成就的，就是特别是基督的伟大的工作，这是他所计划所愿意成就的。
But Peter also calls it the last times.
但彼得也称这个时候为末后的时代。
In his sermon recorded in Acts chapter 2 verse 17,
他有一篇讲到，这个讲到记载在使徒行传二章十七节。
Peter quotes the prophet Joel.
这里面彼得引用了约拿的这个先知约拿的话。
And it says, and it shall be in the last days.
然后他就说在末后的日子，神说在末后的日子。
God, and it shall be in the last days, God says, that I will pour forth my spirit on all mankind, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams.
神说在末后的日子，我要将我的灵浇灌凡有血气的，你们的儿女要说预言，你们的少年人要见异象，老年人要做异梦。
And then in verse 22, Peter goes on to explain this.
然后在22节，彼得继续来解释。
He says, Men of Israel, listen to these words. Jesus the Nazarene, a man attested to you by God with miracles and wonders and signs, which God performed through him in your midst, just as you yourselves know.
以色列人呐、啊，请听我的话。神借着拿撒勒人耶稣在你们中间施行的神的异能、奇事、神迹，将他证明出来，这是你们自己知道的。
This man,
这个人。
Delivered over by the predetermined plan,
就是按着神预先所有的一个计划
and foreknowledge of God,
并且是神预先知道的这些知识
you nailed to a cross by the hands of godless men and put him to death.
就是借着无法之人的手把他钉在十字架上杀了
But God raised him up again, putting an end to the agony of death.
但是神却将死的痛苦解释了，叫他复活，因他原不能被死拘禁。
Since it was impossible for him to be held in its power.
因为他不能够被死拘禁。
You see why Peter and Joel calls it the last days?
为什么你看到彼得也好，还有约伯和约拿说这个是末了的时候呢？
Because Jesus is the great conclusion of the prophets.
因为耶稣是所有先知预言的一个总结。
It is what all the prophets were talking about in the Old Testament.
所有这些先知在旧约一直在谈论的这位。
The last times means that the prophecies have reached their great fulfillment in Jesus.
所以这个末了的时候意味着所有先知的预言在基督这里得到一个完美的总结。
And that's why we are presently living in those last times.
所以为什么说我们现今就是末后的时期？
Peter considers our time the last days.
彼得说我们现在这个时候是末了的时代。
We are in the last days.
我们生活在末了的时代。
The return of Christ is near.
基督的再来要临近了。
Let us not be found unprepared.
让我们不要基督来的时候看到我们没有预备好。
Unaware, too busy.
没有不警戒不谨慎并且太忙碌。
Too concerned with this life.
太关注于这个地上的事儿。
And not concerned with where we stand before God.
却不关心我们在神面前如何。
You Christians who have lived a long busy life.
你基督徒活着一个非常一个长并且很忙碌的生活。
Don't get tired now.
不要轻看了小看了这点。
The time is near.
时候要到了。
It's as if when we go on a long journey.
就好像我们要去一个要长途跋涉去旅行。
And when we started, we were a little bit hungry.
开始的时候我们有一点饿了。
But now that we're 5 minutes away, we're very hungry.
然后我们还有五分钟要到了，就非常的饥饿。
We might even faint.
我们可能要晕倒在路上。
But just hold on a little longer.
但是你就稍微忍受一会儿，就一小会儿。
And of course, the Christian knows.
但是当然，基督徒知道。
The Spirit will strengthen you.
圣灵会坚固你。
You who have just come to know Christ.
你们这些认识神或者刚刚认识神的。
Make the most of the time we have left.
你要好好善用你所余下的光阴。
Because it is precious and we have little of it.
并且因为这是宝贵的，而且我们所剩的不多。
Point three.
第三大点。
The eternal sun for mortal people in eternity that is to come.
第三大点就是永神的永存的神子为我们这个血肉之躯这个主题。第三点就是将要来的这个永恒的将来。
Peter says back in 1 Peter 1:20, the last portion of his verse.
彼得在彼得前书一章二十节最后这一半段。
He says the sun has appeared.For the sake of you.
他是说在这末世才为你们显现。
Peter considers the great purpose of God.
彼得思想这个神的这个伟大的目的。
The great majesty of his glory.
他荣耀的威严。
The great magnificent love of God.
他伟大的爱。
And it is transcendent.
是卓越是超乎一切的。
Let's look at one last passage.
让我们看最后一段经文。
In Colossians chapter 1 verse 13.
哥罗西书一章十三节。
Peter has considered this theology and expressed it in his book.
彼得呢他思考了这个神学并且在他这个这本书当中所表达出来。
We see that for him, Christ is the great end of all things.
我们看到基督呢是基督是这伟大的sorry, pastor, great end.
The great end, the ultimate purpose.
Okay. 所以基督呢是一切的最终的目的。
And this isn't just Peter's theology.
这不仅仅是彼得的神学。
This is the theology of the Bible.
这也是圣经的神学。
And it is expressed to us by the Spirit of God.
并且由圣灵默示，按照圣灵所，借圣灵所显现出来。
All over Scripture.
就是在圣经中所记载的。
So we see a great expression of it in Colossians chapter 1.
所以我们在哥罗西书一章这里看到这里的伟大的表达。
Verse 13 through
20. 13到20节。
For he rescued us from the domain of darkness and transferred us to the kingdom of his beloved son.
他救了我们脱离黑暗的权势把我们迁到他爱子的国里。
In whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins.
我们在爱子里得蒙救赎罪过得以赦免。
And now, you must think very, very hard.
你现在必须用力地思考。
This will require your whole brain.
这可能需要你动用到整个脑子来想。
This is very deep.
这是非常深奥的。
He, meaning Jesus, is the image of the invisible God.
爱子就是耶稣是那不能看见之神的像。
God cannot be seen except by Christ.
神父神不能够被看见除了借着基督。
He brings God into view for mortals.
基督使得父神能够我们这被这些血肉之躯看见。
We cannot see God.
我们不能够见到父神。
Except through Jesus.
除非借着耶稣基督。
No one can come to me.
没有人能够到我那里去。
No one can come to the Father.
没有人可以到父那里去。
Except through me.
除非借着基督耶稣。
That's what Jesus said.
这是耶稣说的。
He is the image of the invisible God.
他爱子是那不能看见之神的像。
The firstborn of all creation.
是首生的在一切被造的以先。
For by him all things were created.
因为万有都是靠他造的。
Both in the heavens and on earth, visible and invisible.
无论是天上的、地上的，能看见的、不能看见的。
Whether thrones or dominions or rulers or authorities, all things have been created through him and for him.
或是有位的、主治的、掌权、执政的、掌权的，一切都是借着他造的，又是为他造的。
Not only does it mean that he is the instrument, the agent of creation.
不是说不仅仅是他是通过他万有被造，他是那个器皿，万有通过他被造而已。
But creation is also for His pleasure.
并且万有被造是为了他自己得喜悦。
It is a great chef.
他是伟大的这个主宰。
He prepares a meal.
他是一个厨子，伟大的厨子，他预备这个晚餐。
The meal is prepared through him.
这个餐点是借着这个师傅厨师而呈现出来做出来的。
But if he gives this meal to somebody else,
但如果他把这顿晚餐这顿饭给别人的话
，it is not for him，
就不是为了他了。
But this great chef God prepares this glorious universe.
但是就是这个伟大的厨师神预备了这一些，为了这个做了这一些，为了这个宇宙。
And he serves it to himself.
并且他做好了是为了他自己。
It is for him.
就是为了自己，为了他自己。
Brother and sister, he delights in his creation.
弟兄姊妹们，他因着他所造的这一切喜乐。
I guess the great question is, why did God create the universe?
就是我在想一个很大家可能会问一个问题，为什么神创造了这个宇宙？
Because he delights in it.
因为他喜悦这么做。
He loves it.
他爱这么做。
So then,All things have been created through him and for him.
所以一切都是为他，借着他造的，又是为他造的。
He is before all things.
他在万有之先。
And in him all things hold together.
万有也靠他而立。
He is the head of the body, the church.
他也是教会全体之首，他是原始。
He is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, so that he himself will come to have first place in everything.
是从死里首先复生的，使他可以在凡事上居首位。
For it was the Father's good pleasure for all the fullness to dwell in him.
因为父喜悦叫一切的丰盛在他里面居住。
And through him to reconcile all things to himself, having made peace through the blood of his cross.
既然借着他在十字架上所流的宝血成就了和平，便借着他叫万有。
Through him, I say, whether things on earth,Or things in heaven.
无论是地上的天上的都与自己和好了。
What a grand purpose there is in creation.
在这个受造之物里面有何等伟大的目的。
The grand celebration of the Father and the Son.
就是圣父圣子的这个伟大的庆祝。
In the great argument of 1 Peter.
在彼得前书有一个争论。
We go from the eternal love of the Father and the Son.
就是我们从父神对圣子这个永恒的爱当中。
To the great promise of that eternal Son.
到这个伟大的应许这位神子。
For the sake of his people.
为了他百姓的缘故。
The Father gives the Son.
圣父舍了圣子。
So that the people would have eternal life.
使得百姓能够得永生。
And the Son gives of himself.
而且神子舍了自己。
So that the people would have him.
使得百姓能够拥有他。
Unbelievable.
让人难以置信。
That the Creator would give himself.To his creation.
那个创造主会为了他的受造之物舍弃自己。
Could Michelangelo step into his painting?
米开朗基罗是不是能够来看他这个画作？
Could the artist step in and embrace and love the art he has made?
就是米开朗基罗是否能够进入到他的画作里面，并且能够怀抱他所画出来的这一切呢？
That is impossible.
是不可能做到的。
But for God it was not.
但是对神来说这个可能。
For his art is everything you see before you.
因为他的伟大的艺术作品就是你所能够肉眼看到的这一切。
And Peter sees it so clearly.
并且彼得如此清晰地看到。
That the Son was given.
圣子被给赐给。
For the sake of creation.
赐给为了这个受造之物的缘故，赐给受造之物。
We can trust this.
我们可以信靠这一点。
It is our great hope.
这是我们伟大的盼望。
God will not throw away his creation.
神不会丢弃他的受造之物。
And brother and sister, those of us who are believing in Jesus,
弟兄姊妹们，那些我们信靠基督的人，
have great things to expect.
我们要期盼那伟大的事要来到。
Great hope to have.
我们有伟大的盼望。
But you, friend, who have not believed in Jesus,
但是你若没有信靠耶稣的话，
you must beware.
你必须要小心谨慎知道一点。
And you must repent.
你也必须要悔改。
For it is a fearful thing to fall into the hands of an angry God.
如果你要堕落到这个愤怒的神手里，是何等惧怕恐惧的一件事情，危险的一件事。
Let's pray.
让我们做一个祷告。
Heavenly Father, we're grateful to you for your scripture.
天父上帝，我们为着你的话语献上感恩。
It is beyond our minds.
是我们超乎我们所想的。
But that is why it is so beautiful.
所以它如此的美丽。
We can ponder it.
我们可以在默想。
We can meditate on it.
我们可以在其中，我们可以在默想。
And even when we look at the most beautiful things on this earth,
尽管我们观看这个世界上最美丽的事物，
they still are small in comparison to the great wonders of your scripture.
与你的圣经，你的话语相比，它仍然是如此的渺小。
Let us then draw near to you.
所以父神，让我们亲近你。
In love and reverence.
带着爱，并且是敬畏着之心。
In repentance,
带着悔改的心，
by the grace given to us,
借着你所赐下的恩典，
through the blood of Christ,
就是耶稣基督的宝血。
In your name we pray.
奉耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.